Sensation Queen Javelin. And also I extend very warm greetings to everyone who have gathered here today, and wish you all the best of everything. As you know that we all have came from different parts of the world here, finding peace and happiness and continual happiness. So this happiness, for the sake of happiness, every sentient being is running one after another. Everyone is making efforts to find the happiness. But most of them, due to ignorance, although their aim is happiness, but they are creating more causes of suffering. Nobody wants sufferings, whether you are believer or non-believer, or animals or human beings, but everyone wishes to be free from suffering and achieve happiness. But due to ignorance, more and more beings are making sufferings. So there are instructions, Dharma instructions, spiritual instructions given by various spiritual masters, lords, and so today that I'm giving the teaching is the mirror illuminating the actions and its deeds. I believe there are many different religions in the world, and every religion explains little bit about the deeds, actions, and results. But according to the Buddhism, that we have the most detail, because one of the most principal teachings of the Buddha is the actions and its deeds. And so this is very, very important, because in the whole universe, there's so many sentient beings. We all experience different kinds of happiness, sorrows, prosperity, and failures, and all kinds of experiences that we're experiencing. And why we have to have faced like this? What is the cause? Who created this? So according to the Buddhist teachings, nobody created this. It's only our own deeds, our own actions that creates the deeds, results. And so therefore, as everyone wishing to accomplish happiness, that we must act. So for this, this one is written by Dongun Chögya Papa, one of the principal patriarchs of the Sakya order, and he is the true one. There are seven emanations of Manjushri, and he is the one of them. Also, he is the first Tibetan Lama to teach in other countries and into many different languages, many different traditions. So he is a very unique and very, very special. So he wrote this as he was traveling to Mongolia and China. At that time, actually, it was the Yuan Dynasty. China was controlled by the Mongols. So the Mongols were the emperors. And so one of the princes, called Jingjiang, requested him to write a book about actions and its deeds. So he wrote this. So I will read in Tibetan also. First it says, Lendre Sawa Melong Shichawa. This is the name of the teaching. Then Lama Dangkombu, Jambe Yang La Kube Chao Tsa Ro, means prostrations to the Guru and Lord Manjushri. Kangi Lendre Tenjung Kun Niji Shishin Sikyul Ne, Tsewe Drola Shishin Du Tenze Tela Chao Tsa Ro. So this is homage. This teaching has three parts. Preliminary part, main part, and conclusion part. The first, the preliminary part has two. Homage and also resolve to write this book. So the first it says, the one who sees in detail about actions and its result, the interdependent origination. The interdependent origination means when causes and get together, then result appears. So just as it is happening, the Buddha can see entire cause, each and every cause, and each and every result with very clearly, just like seeing the one's own palm. And then out of great compassion that he explains to us, how it is, why we have this, such a life we are facing now, and why we have such sufferings and such happiness and so on. And so the one who shows us this cause and effect is that we prostrations to him. And then second is to resolve to write Kangi Ladan Jebuyi Namsha Chishin Mashena Mishena Langdur Tuna Mong Kurbe Tesa Chajar Dishe Chash, which means that if we don't know the cause and the effect, it's a result, then we don't know what is to be accepted and what is to be rejected. And so we will be ignorant. So in order to remove this ignorance that he is going to explain, what is the cause, what is the result, and so on. Action, what is the action, and what is the cause. And then the actual teaching, it has many parts, but he jukune lang ba yi kusum ki ni cheba kang le yin xie ni tuve sung tela jibu yewa sum kune yi du wongwa yi jibu jeba kewa te tobe jizin diwa yin yi du wongda mi wongba tongbe chowa tanyum de teje le ni lungmate, arising from one's own mind. There are three actions: physical action, verbal action, and mental action. And all this is karma. This is called karma, or actions. And so that has three results. Suffering, unpleasant result, and pleasant result, and neutral result. The pleasant result means all the things that which we want, such as long life, good health, prosperity, success, etc. And unpleasant means the sufferings, the illness, sickness, failures, and all the undesirable things are the unpleasant result. And then neutral result means that are not pleasant nor unpleasant, such as love, equanimity, or neutral deeds, such as love, sitting and acting, and so on and so on. So then it says first about the unpleasant result. Unpleasant result, deeds, unpleasant, non-virtuous deeds. There are 10 non-virtuous deeds. Four verbal, and 3 mental. First, the 3 physically committed is like, first one is slaughtering, turning from insects up to human being and gods, with the intentionally, either you kill by yourself, or you ask somebody to do it, or you poison, or you various ways, either by weapons or poisons, fire, water, whatever the method to kill the being, is the number one non-virtuous deed. Second is stealing tiny from insignificant, such as the needles or threads, up to the precious things, either stealing quietly or forcefully robbing, or cheating, of the various ways, try to have other beings' things to yourself. And third one is sexual misconduct. Apart from one's own partners, the legal partners, to have any kind of sexual activities. And then these are the 3 committed by physically. And then there are 4 committed through the speech. First one is lying. Not telling the truth, lying, especially to cheat etc., to tell the lie. And second is slander, words that create the disharmony between the individuals or groups. And the third is harsh words, to tell very unkind words that by hearing that creates the pain in the other person's mind. And the fourth is idle talks, talks that has no useful, instead of intensifying the desire, anger, etc. Such talks, agile talks. So these are the four committed through the speech. Then there are three committed through mind. Is in the wanting other people's good things to yourself, like greedy also, it's like greedy, to wanting other people's good things, other things or positions or whatever that you wanted for yourself. And second thing is harmful thoughts, wishing other people to something nasty happening to them, wishing them to die or to sick or to unpleasant things to happening. And third one is the wrong view. So these are the 9 and 10. Wrong view means the ones who do not believe in the law of karma, who do not believe in the rebirth, who do not believe from the non-virtuous deeds arises sufferings, from the virtuous deeds arises the happiness, who do not believe these. This is called the wrong view. So these are the 10 non-virtuous deeds. So to kudan to rodan zundan chama sikjuda na ke napsam neversem rodatan migichur tonwe chöda namila nyoe jibunam nide tsetu nema sungui rongje chuda gubada sin mehe jada je ngami tsanda shengiru sheme pada minyeje tabar yini yangje da jawa jeme dawa ma Takbar dewa minyeba tsedir chungur nyongwa te simara tsembur nyongwa wo. Then it tells the result. The result has two. Result has kind of temporary result and ultimate result. The temporary result is that happening in this very lifetime, the people who have committed, so for example, killing, will have a short life and painful life, and with so much pains, so much suffering, mental suffering. and stealing, by stealing, that you will have poverty, you will suffer, you have no wealth, and wasted all your wealth. And by sexual misconduct, that you will have very unhappy relationships, and very unhappy marriage lives. And then by telling a lie, that nobody believes you. And then also deceives. Deceived by others. And no friends. One will not find any by creating the disharmony, that you will have very few friends. And by telling harsh words, that you will always hear unpleasant things, always hear bad things. And then the mind, envy, or being greedy, that your mind is always distracted and not being able to fulfill your wishes. And you will, by telling and by having hatred, that you will always have many enemies, many people or hating you. And the wrong view will have always not finding the the right view, so not finding the happiness. And all this that you will have little in this life, but in the next life you will have more. C'est dans les jours de vie, il y a un peu de temps, il y a un peu de temps, if you have, for example, out of hatred, by killing enemies, one will fall down in the hell realms, you know, the cold hells, hot hells, neighboring hells, semi hells, and so on. There are so much sufferings. And then killing person, not out of hatred, but out of greedy, to rob his wealth and so on. Then one will fall into the hungry ghost realm. Hungry ghost realm also has so much hunger and so much so much thirsty. Then killing out of ignorance for sports. There are many people who go for hunting and kill the animals out of fun. As a sport, and then one will be born in the animals. Hell realm and hungry ghost realm, we can learn from the teachings, but we are not accessed. We don't see the hell realms. We don't see the hungry ghost realms. But animals, we can see ourselves with our own eyes, how much animals are suffering. When you just look at the restaurants, but in the seafood restaurants, there's so many animals every day, how they fried in alive in burning iron pots. They cooked in hot water So with the life, this kind of suffering, if we have to face, how can we bear it? You know, it's impossible to bear. So animals have so much. Then the domestic animals also, how they have to carry heavy loads. They have to work for day and night, and people beating them, torturing them, and eventually when they are no use, they slaughter for meat and so on. So it's just, animals have so much suffering. So out of anger, out of hatred, one will be born in the hell realms. Out of desire, one will be born in hungry ghost realms. One with ignorance, one will be born in the animal realms. Mangbe ten du jik shu so, gulo nyumo min shil tan, penbe jibu shewe chir, digbe sungye dabu te, jibu yuwan kye ba yin. But there are then kind of exceptionals. For example, in order to save 100 people's life, if you kill one person, if you don't kill that person, 100 people are going to lose their lives. This, the intention was not the defilement. Intention was out of compassion to 100 people. So it's a good thing. It looks like a non-virtuous because it's a killing, but in the intention is good. Intention is to save 100 people's life. So therefore, the result is good, the pleasant one. The result is pleasant. Miki chubu nam togba tida karpe lelam chu tong chuta namin la nyongi chubu nam nite. Tsering neme yidi dang, longzhe pe xing jorba dang. Xengji yifu zha dang cha, nga zheng xengji da dun zhu, xie sang wada xengji du. Dagbar yini na zhu fab, rewa zhe zhi chamba ma. Dagbar rigwe lam nyeba, dila chung nyongwa de, simad chimbur nyongwa os. Now, the 10 virtuous deeds is just the opposite of the 10 non-virtuous deeds, such as abstaining from killing, abstaining from lying, abstaining from sexual misconduct, abstaining from abstaining from sexual misconduct. And then which are committed through the physically, then abstaining from lying, abstaining from schism, abstaining from harsh words, abstaining from idle talks, which are committed through the speech, abstaining from envy or greedy, or abstaining from hatred, abstaining from wrong views committed through the... So these are the 10 virtuous deeds. And its result, the temporary result, and ultimate result, the temporary result is that by abstaining from killing, one will have a long life. Abstaining from good health and happiness. Abstaining from stealing, one will have a lot of wealth. Abstaining from sexual misconduct, one will have a happy marriage lives or happy relationships. Abstaining from lying, whatever you say, people will believe. Abstaining from He's in that one will find lots of friends. And abstaining from harsh words, that one will have people will praise you, and abstaining from idle talks, that one will be having very peaceful life. And abstaining from greedy, that one will have always fulfill your wishes. And abstaining from hatred, that one will find lots of love. Many people will love you. And then abstaining from wrong views, one will find right path. So this is the temporary results that you will experience in this life, and in the next life that you will have a great result. Timushishi kewe mi sedan sheshe laminte chakbe rai nesu cho nyomo sebe nyangenta tabje chanju shenbu kyu. In the future, those who have ignorance, more ignorance, they will be born in the human beings. Those who have more of hatred, anger will be born in the asuras or the demigods realms. Those who have a desire will be born in the gods realms. And if all the defilements are exhausted, then one will be reach the nirvana. And if that is done with the skillful means, then it will be the cause of ultimate enlightenment. Tujja shetan timu ki male ikan tebatan, chamba ninji sangsam ki kune langbe jimbatan, Chudim Sodan Tundudan Samden Tan Sheranam Kosumboy Legduba Kune Kevetjabate Jordan Turi Dewadan Suksan Tungun Hundruda Yishiwada Mamomba Ziden Dirmin Devude Bardan Chada Sembedan Meduchungwe Chileda Tengzin Nguyeshe Zurudan Minji Yanda Ribayi Wonju Fusum Tawadam So without indulging with the desire, anger, and ignorance, and out of faith, love, compassion, and bodhicitta, or the enlightened mind, and then if you do the six parameters, generosity, moral conduct, patience, endeavor, meditation, wisdom. If you practice this, then through the three doors means body, speech, and mind, then it's all virtuous deeds, and that you will have all the wealth, especially the pleasure of being born in the higher realms, where we'll have a good body to fulfill your wishes, peace, and ignorantless, etc., that you were happening in this life. And in next life, that one will have all the glorious fame and body qualities, as well as unique activities and meditation, omniscient wisdom, miracle, supernatural miracles, and fearlessness, and seeing the truth, prosperity, etc., the ultimate result. So it is very important to abstain from the non-virtuous deeds and to practice the virtuous deeds. Even if it is a very small non-virtuous deed, the small can create, for example, the small fire can burn the whole mountain. And even if it's a small virtues, that if you can accumulate, you can create an ocean out of accumulating the drops. So likewise, that you should try to abstain from non-virtuous deeds and virtuous deeds. We normally think that our happiness and our sufferings are created by outside force, by human beings or spirits or somebody. But actually, it's not created by from any outside. It's all created through our own defilements, our own mind. So if we really want the happiness, then one has to abstain from the non-virtuous deeds. And if you really want the happiness, you have to practice the virtuous deeds. Then, although praying, we all pray that we will have good health, long life, prosperity, success, etc. The prayers are important. Prayers do get answers, but not all of them. But main thing is if you practice yourself, if you abstain from the non-virtuous deeds, and if you practice virtuous deeds, 100% sure that one will be able to accomplish the result. Shusar Simjian Jinpa So, Kunlo Thangsan Min Shirna So La Nyawar Tsewe Chir Gewa Sungya Tawu De Jibu Dunga Deje Yin. Now they are looks like virtues, but in reality non-virtues. For example, like giving the animals to the butcher shops. So your intention is not right. Your intention is to make profit so that you give the animals to the butcher shops, and it will harm them. They will slaughter. So it looks like virtuous because you are giving freely, you are giving the animals to somebody, but it looks like virtuous, but in reality it is a suffering, it's a non-virtuous. So therefore the result is suffering. So there are exceptions. So, you know, some looks like virtuous, but in reality non-virtuous. Some looks like non-virtuous, but in reality are virtuous. Tāwhār tīgvē lēsā jāng cītī gīvē tsām jūnā pēncē gīvē pāngbē cīr dēnrūr jē jāng zōgzē lē tīgvē nē jē ūvusā tāwhār tūngā cītīr gīr. And then at the time of death is very important. Even though in your life you have committed lots of sins, lots of non-virtuous deeds, but at the time of death, if you have a virtuous thoughts such as like loving kindness, compassion, tolerance, forgiveness, etc., then they call it throwing, because you throw from this life to the next life. The cause that throws your consciousness to another path. So it's called the throwing actions, throwing deeds. And so you have a good, how should I say it? Joining. So one will be born in the higher realms. But because of you in your life, you have committed many non-virtuous deeds, that even you are born in the higher realms, the completing action, the completing deed is non-virtuous. So even though you are born out of throwing actions, that you are born in the higher realms, but your completing action is non-virtuous, so you will even in the higher realm, although the human realm is higher realms, but there is a lot of sufferings. There are many people who are sick, who are poverty, who are unpleasant, who have sufferings, all kinds of sufferings, the legal sufferings, relationship sufferings, poverty sufferings, undesirable things happening to them, not being fulfilled their wishes, etc. So therefore, because of the completing action is the suffering, so therefore they suffer. Tādu kīvē lē sā jāng cīsī tīgvē tsām jāna pēncē tīgvē pāngbē cīr yāntur kē jāng tōgjē lē kīvē lūy wāngbō tāng nūjīng chōsā tē dēngyū. Even though you accumulate lots of merits, lots of virtuous deeds, but at the time of death, if you have the joining between this life and next life, the joining is the non-virtuous thoughts such as love, anger, hatred, jealousy, etc., then the throwing action is non-virtuous. So therefore, one will be born in the lower realms. But because you have done lots of virtuous deeds, even in the lower realms, but one will be born as Laga, the king of the Nagas. King of the Nagas, and Lord of the Rakshas, etc. But if you have the throwing action and the completing action, both are non-virtuous, then you will be born in the lower realms and you will suffer soulless. If you have both virtuous deeds, throwing action and completing action, both are virtuous, then one will have a lot of happiness. Iti mandre chebe che mandre nyongshin jema yi jema nyongjur penbe tu choda membe seragi che dan lanra shendu nyong gyi nivu topshi le jebu ngebar nyongjur de kenji nivu mange kyur. So most of us that we do mixture of the virtuous deeds, we do some virtuous deeds. We also do some non-virtuous deeds, so they're kind of mixed. So the result is also kind of mixed, although sometimes we have happiness, sometimes we have unhappiness, sometimes we have a healthy life, sometimes we have an unhealthy life, etc. And depending on the superior and inferior, that it will be in the either it's happening in this very lifetime or in the other lifetimes, whatever the cause of action. Action is very, very powerful, and the result is definitely happening. Even though it takes many, many, very long time, but eventually whoever have committed this action, the result will be happening on that very person's life who creates the actions. But due to conditions, can change a little bit. Siddhar deda negi ni sabi susur taba le nyuguan chowa mebar ni susur mimba chishindu. Gedan diwe le ji kyang dedu jibu susur chin. So for example, if you plant rice, the result will be, the crop will be rice. If it is a barley, the result will be barley. If it is a wheat, the crop will be wheat. Likewise, if you do the virtuous deeds, result will be happiness. If you do the non-virtuous deeds, result will be unhappiness, sufferings. So this yadan tibwe le jiyan tesu jibu soso chen, yudan ngoye da sanpe top, shindu tudan ten le je, jawe topor michu na shenki mewe jan jishi kyoos. The result of intensely powerful object, action, and motivation. Even the victorious, even the Buddha, if you have Buddha cannot change. action is so powerful that whoever committed the result have to reckoning on it. The Buddha cannot change this. Buddha cannot save you. And so nobody can save you. You have to save. The only thing is that Chanju Sim Soda, Yanda Tony Ishiji, Lady Jiva Queen Seva, Sara Nyambo Yinsir Me. But the Bodhicitta's enlightenment mind is so powerful that even those who have committed non-virtuous deeds, heinous crimes, very powerful non-virtuous deeds, but if you have a strong bodhicitta rises, then that can defeat the non-virtuous deeds. And also the wisdom, the emptiness. There's a story that one king who killed his father and mother and so on, and then he has so much suffering. Later he regretted, and he very much suffering. And then Buddha came and requested him to save. Buddha said, "This you cannot save, because even the 1,000 Buddha come, this cannot be saved." So he was so shocked, and he fainted. And then Lord Manjushri came, and he sprinkled water on the person, and he became conscious again. And then he inquired what happened, and he said, "This person has committed many non-virtuous deeds." And so he was so shocked when he learned that even the Buddha cannot save him. He have to suffer in the future. And then Manjushri said, "Yes, the Buddha cannot save, 1,000 Buddha cannot save this one, because the sin or the non-virtuous deed is not inherent existence. Something not inherent existence could not be changed, could not be purified." So in this way that he explains the shunyata, the emptiness, the view, the ultimate view. And then he thought about this, and all his negative deeds were completely disappeared. And so likewise, the bodhicitta, the enlightenment mind, and this emptiness view are so powerful that even those who have committed heinous crimes can be purified. Even though the Buddha cannot purify, but you can purify yourself by creating the enlightenment mind, bodhicitta, and bodhicitta and emptiness. ཁྱི ཕྱད ཁྱི ཕྱི ཁྱི 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 ཁ Chimbu Sula Yukirpa, then it's set up Dong Du Yang, Nyandu Dua Mayino. So if you know the detail, cause, and its result, then you will realize how important to abstain from the non-virtuous deeds, and how important to practice the virtuous deeds. And you know that what is the right thing to do and what is the wrong thing to do. You abstain from the wrong things to do and you enter into the right thing. And then if you have an eye, you will not fall. You will not go into the cliffs, because you have eye, you can see. If you don't have eye, then you can fall down. You can be fall down from the cliffs. So likewise, that if you have an eye, if you know the cause and its result and its conditions right way, then it is just like having your eyes. If you have eyes, you will not fall into the cliffs. So likewise, that if you have this view, the right view of that abstaining from non-virtuous deeds and practicing the virtuous deeds, that whoever have this right view, then that person will never go to the fall into the lower realms. Person who knows the karma, the cause and effects, and person who practices accordingly, that person will never, even for 1,000 lifetimes, that will not fall into the lower realms. Dīla tsāṃsīṃ śyākpatāṃ, kēlā tōṣīṃ yōṅgāpē, ngāmē jūlē jēvīchū, shīndu pēvār, jūrvē nā, tamjē kēmbē kōmbāni, sēngmē bāyāṃ jūpa jūrū. If you abstain from the non-virtuous deeds, and even you have committed small non-virtuous deeds, immediately you should regret and you should confess. Without confessing, you should not spend the night. Immediately, whenever you committed the non-virtuous deeds, immediately that you should regret and you should confess. And then if you practice virtuous deeds, then immediately you rejoice and you dedicate. And if you do like this, then the non-virtuous will decrease. The power of non-virtuous deeds will be decreased, and power of virtuous deeds will increase. And in this way, eventually you will be able to accomplish the omniscient wisdom, omniscient stage. Tadar gyudan jibuyi, gyundzu gyundze tenze du shebe ti shun yi jang, zhe nyi du tawur kyurus. If you know relative, and there are two truths, relative truth and absolute truth. Relative truth means the life that we are experiencing now, the things that we see. So relatively there are things, there's self, there's things. So in relatively that you have the cause and its result. And in interdependent origination. The best example is like a television. In to pictures to appear on the television, you need many causes. You need electricity, you need wires, you need a motor, you need antenna, you need so many things. Even a tiny wire is missing, the picture will not appear. So likewise, the interdependent origination means all the causes and conditions kept together, the picture will appear. Likewise, the life will appear. The experience that we are right now experience will appear. So, and then eventually, in absolute level, there's no, everything is shunyata. Shunyata does not mean that just emptiness, like an empty house or empty pots. It is without, it is with a clarity. It's not just emptiness alone. It's clarity. Clarity and emptiness are inseparable. They are different, different aspects, but at the same time, they are not one. Don't know, so they are separate. They are so not one, nor different. They are all just like the fire and the heat of fire. The emptiness and clarity. So you realize everything is away from all activities. Existing is a wrong view. Non-existing is also a wrong view. Reality is above both, beyond both. I would rather say that it's beyond both, existing or non-existing, or both or neither. It's something that we could not conceive. As our relative mind could not conceive such view. Our relative mind could not explain in detail. So after all, it is everything's mind. And mind is not existing because Buddha did not see the mind. Mind, but at the same time it is existing because it is the base of all samsara and nirvana. Everything is done by the mind. So, this interdependent origination is very important. And because this view and this conduct, if you know, then you are on the right track. You are on the right track. You are on the Then it's the conclusions. Shenyang Kenpe Shirane, Joryang Yenle Shizil Jin, Simpur Kyujang King Tawa, Chim Jim Shizil Le Gu Ne, sungra rabdu nam jebi shira rasa tenri kun chera rasa sungba shi rabdu mayo pavay jarar. This he explains the person who requested him to write this book. Is the Prince Chim Yim, is one of the Mongol prince. He's young. He's majority. He's wealthy, but strongly cherish the learning more about Dharma. And he's a high rank, but free of conceit. has no pride. He's very high. He's the prince of the Mongol emperor, but he has no pride. He's very humble. So his name is Chim Yim, and he requested. Written by Papa according to the words of the exalted teacher, who knows the meaning of all texts and possesses the wisdom of discrimination concerning the Buddha's teachings. I think this describes about his own teacher, how he taught this kind of precious teachings. So according to that he wrote this teaching. Jawab ti dhwa kun, kundu miki chöpa kun, kune pang de jawa kun, kundu nyebe lamten shor. So, through the virtue of this writing this book, all the beings will abstain or give up the indulging with the non-virtuous deeds, and all the beings will be able to practice the path of that Buddha pleases, which means virtuous deeds. Jayasungrab Rinjen le namju karwe lek tube lenje sawe melon di losa namji da orti is. This is poetry. The Buddha's teaching is like a precious jewels, precious such as like gold or silver or something like that. That teaching, through the skillful means of the smith makes the goldsmith makes the gold into a beautiful ornament, such as like the mirror. So likewise, that the precious teaching was made by means of the mirror, that everybody can see through it, as so he wrote this mirror. He created this mirror that everybody can see the cause and its result, action and its result. And people should read, people should see it, and rather than jibi number shava sautamba, rendre sawa melon shechawa, lungda rigwe tekwanani, chinji malumbar ma pawa shechawa, sabotai lo tundara se chugula jawa, so sifu jeba shivitamba yu chuso. That is just about this action, the mirror, illuminating the mirror of action and deeds. The Pakwa, who knows about the logic and the teachings in the proper way that he wrote this on this stage. on this auspicious date that he wrote and completed. So this completes the teachings. I have chosen this because to receive the higher teachings, the basic thing is that we need to be a good person. Good person means the one who abstain from the non-virtuous deeds and one who practice the virtuous deeds. And you have this, basically, whether you are Buddhist or non-Buddhist, or whether you are believer or non-believer, as long as you are a good person, you will experience happiness in this life. And also in the future, even those who do not believe in the future lives, but in this life also, if you practice the virtuous deeds, then you will experience the happiness. So the cause and effect is very, very important. I believe that many religions, many different, every religion, as far as I know, the Hinduism, Christianity, Islam, every religion tells a little bit about the cause and its effects. But in Buddhist teachings, it is one of the principal teachings. And it tells exactly the karma. Karma means actions. If you do not commit, you will not meet the result, such a result. If you commit it, it will never exhaust it. It will even take 1,000 years. The result will be ripening on the person who committed the same, who committed the actions. So the cause and result is so important, such an important to as a practice, very basic teaching, very basic thing is very important. So with this we completed the two teachings.